As for the continuation, what occurs on page 96 of the two-volume Saadi edition, page 60 of the first Egyptian print, page 38 of the later Egyptian print, and point number 7 in the translation, as we see it's point number 6 here, that the author, rahimahullah, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, وَحْذَرْ صِغَارَ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ صِغَارَ الْبِدَعِ تَعُودُ حَتَّى تَصِيرَ كِبَارًا وكذلك كل بدعة أحدث في هذه الأمة كان أولها صغيرا يشبه الحق فاغتر بذلك من دخل فيها ثم لم يستطع الخروج منها فعظمت وصارت دينا يدان بها فخالف الصراط المستقيم فخرج من الإسلام. The saying of the author, Sheikh Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, beware of small matters that have been newly introduced, because small innovations grow until they become large. This is what happened with every innovation introduced into this nation. Initially, it was something small, having resemblance to the truth. So those who entered into it were misled by this. Then they were unable to depart from it. So it grew large, and it became the religion which they followed. So the person diverged from the straight path and exited from Islam. Sheikh Fawzan, Hafidhullah, said in explanation, the explanation, he's saying, وَحْذَرْ صِغَارَ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ, and beware of small matters that have been newly introduced. He says, do not be lax about anything from innovation, bid'ah. Don't be lax about it, even if it is something small, because it will grow. And other things will become added to it. And this is one of the evil results of innovations. Since if the door to innovations is opened, they will increase. So do not be lax about them. Don't be easygoing, don't be negligent and lax about them. And it is said, some people say, this is a small innovation, it will not harm. Sheikh said, innovation is actually like a burning coal, burning piece of coal. Even if it is small, then the fire will grow until it burns down the whole house, or the shop, or indeed the whole town. That is how innovation, even a small innovation, like a burning piece of coal. It's there on the carpet, it might be only small to start with, but it will carry on burning and burning. It burns down the whole house, or the shop, or even the whole village, the whole town, the whole city. Then he quotes the line of poetry, وَمُؤْظَمُ النَّارِ لِمُسْتَصْغَرِ الشَّرَرِ, and most fires come about on account of sparks which are thought little of. Most fires that you hear about, as soon as a place burnt down, or if you start the electrical fault or something, a little spark, small spark, that was the start of it. So, and to repeat a great line of poetry, and most fires come about on account of sparks which are thought little of, which are treated lightly. Sheikh said, so one should not be careless about them. Should be careless about innovations. It's only small, it doesn't matter. Rather, totally close the doors to innovations altogether. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ.
Virus database has been updated.
beware of newly introduced affairs. In a footnote, they mention, beware of newly introduced affairs. This narration has preceded. And we had before that this is reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah from the famous hadith of Al-Irbab ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu. The hadith declares sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Famous hadith that has preceded a number of times and will come again, inshaAllah. The well-known and long hadith. We had it a few pages, just two or three pages before. Where Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I counsel you. When Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an advice, as if it was a final advice, he said, I counsel you to have taqwa of Allah. Be fear and be dutiful to Allah, and to hear and obey, to the end of the hadith. And part of it is this phrase here. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Beware of newly introduced affairs. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this word, إِيَّاكُمْ, is a tahdhir, is a warning against newly introduced innovations. مُطْلَقًا, absolutely, without restriction. Warning against them without, unrestricted warning against them. Whether they be small, newly introduced affairs, or large, newly introduced affairs, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not make any exception with regard to innovations. So his prohibition is general, referring to all innovations. And he said, وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And he said in the same narration, or rather in a different narration, and the worst of affairs are the newly introduced affairs. And the worst of affairs are the newly introduced matters. In a footnote they mention, checking of this has preceded, as a hadith of Jabir, radiallahu anhu. And we had before that this hadith is reported by Al-Nasa'i and by Ibn Khuzaymah, and it was declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani. That Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave the khutbah, an address, he used to say, and they report the wording, and it contains this wording, وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the worst of affairs are those that are newly introduced. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, continuing with the saying of the author, he's saying, وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ أُحْدِثَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ كَانَ أَوَّلُهَا صَغِيرًا يُشْرِهُ الْحَقِّ فَاغْتَرَّ بِذَلِكَ مَنْ دَخَلَ فِيهَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَسْتَطِئْ الْخُرُوجَ مِنْهَا. And likewise, every innovation that was introduced into this nation, it was something small initially, having resemblance to the truth. So those who entered into it were fooled by that. Then he was not able, that person was not able to depart from it. Shaykh Fawzan said, Al-Fitan, tribulations, when they first occurred in this nation, the troubles and trials and tribulations, when they first occurred in this nation, they occurred on account of being lax with the people of corruption, letting the people of corruption get away with their corruption. These fitan, tribulations, occurred on account of being lax, being easygoing with the people of who cause corruption, until they spread corruption upon the earth. And they brainwashed the youth and the common people. And they filled the earth with evil, to the extent that fitting, great tribulations occurred in Islam and between the Muslims, as is well known. Obviously, Shaykh referring to the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu and what followed that time. And then, onwards. Shaykh said, all of this was on account of overlooking the people of evil and leaving them alone until the affair became very serious. So therefore, firm resolve must be shown. And the door to this affair must be closed, must be blocked. And nothing will safeguard against innovations after Allah, the Majestic and Most High, except for an ilmun nafi'. Nothing will safeguard a person against innovation after Allah, the Majestic and Most High, except for beneficial knowledge. As for the person who does not have ilm knowledge, then he will be just swept away with the innovations, and he will think that they are something fine, because he does not understand innovations. So nothing will save a person from innovations except for that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded with in his saying, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Part of the same hadith, famous hadith about the Rabab bin Sari. But when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the footnote the mentions already preceded, the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided orthodox khulafa, caliphs. This, the Shaykh said, is what will safeguard from innovations. Adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Then the Shaykh said, and this requires ta'allum, learning, and tafaqquh, fi deenillah, and acquiring knowledge and understanding of the religion of Allah. And therefore, the Salaf, the predecessors, were the people who had the greatest knowledge and understanding of the religion from this nation. And they took the greatest precaution against innovations. And they were foremost in warning against innovations, because of the fact that they knew what they lead to. They knew what innovations lead to. And the Shaykh said, Al-Fitan, trials and tribulations, when they start to blaze, then they come upon whatever is dry and fresh. And trials and tribulations, when they hit everything. They don't choose what to strike and what not to strike. They strike everything. They affect the old person and the young person. They come upon the scholar and upon other. They come upon the scholars and others besides them. They come upon the whole of the people. Fitan. Tribulations. And they, the people, are not able to escape from them. And if they do manage to escape from them, then their families and their children do not escape from them, and those who are round about them. However, stopping them as soon as they begin is easy. Trials, tribulations and the like, to stop them when they first appear, when they first start, that is easy. But as for stopping them after they have grown large and become serious, then that is difficult. So therefore it is obligatory to have firm resolve with regard to them, and not to be lax about them. And when the Salaf in the most excellent generations, or what they said, and the Salaf in the most excellent generations, they used to block innovations, and they would not permit anything from them. So the most excellent generations were the purest generations of this nation, and therefore Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised them in his saying, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about those most excellent generations of this nation, the best of you is my generation, then those who come after them, than those who come after them. In a footnote they mentioned this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih and also by Muslim as a hadith of Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu. It's got the hadith reference here in Bukhari as hadith 3450, and in Muslim as hadith 2535. Allahu a'lam, if that's correct or not, that's what they give here. Then Sheikh Ghazan said, speaking again about these most excellent generations, he said, because they had not used to be lax with innovations. Rather, they used to block them, they used to blockade them. And their people, the people of innovation, their people used to have to hide themselves away because of the strength of the people of the Shu. So then, when the most excellent generations passed away, then innovations became active, and their people, and evils, and trials and tribulations were set ablaze amongst the Muslims. However, Allah the Majestic and Most High guaranteed that this religion would be safeguarded, would be preserved. So the religion is safeguarded, and all praises for Allah. However, destruction occurs for the people of this religion. In the religion itself, Allah has protected it and safeguarded it, and will do so, continue to do so. But those who go to destruction are the people of this religion. They may go to destruction. Sheikh said, they are the ones who may be destroyed. As for the religion, then it is preserved by Allah, the Mighty Majestic, preserving it. And He brings for it, and Allah brings for it, those who aid it and establish it. He the Most High said, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Surah Muhammad, the 47th Surah, Ayah 38. The explanation. And if you people turn away, then Allah will exchange another people in your place. Then they will not be the like of you. Shaykh Razan quotes a second evidence. He said, and he said, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُمْ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th Surah, Ayah 54. With the explanation, then Allah will soon bring a people whom He loves and who love Him. Shaykh Fawzan said, so Allah will not let His religion become lost. However, we are the people who may become lost. The religion itself will not become lost. However, the people who are upon the religion may become lost. If they don't adhere, then don't take care. Shaykh said, however, we are the ones who could become lost if we lose our religion. If that happens, that's when we become lost. If we lose our religion. And if we give assistance to the people of innovation and to the people who newly introduce affairs, and we become lax with them, then if that happens, then we will become lost. And perhaps trials and tribulations and fighting and the shedding of blood will occur on account of that. And we would not be able to free ourselves from that. Just before moving on with Sheikh Al-Fawzan's explanation here, there's a small point here from the explanation, fairly small point, from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh ibn Sa'ad al-Suhaimi, Hafidhullah, when he mentioned with regard to this affair of innovations which begin as small, something small. You should beware of small new introductions, because they grow. Every innovation starts with something small and then it grows and becomes large. Sheikh al-Suhaimi, the teacher and the present in Medina, Hafidhullah, he said, in the story of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, along with the people of the circles, the famous hadith, reported by Darimi and others, where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud criticized some people who used to sit in the mosque, we've seen from what's said here, they sat in the circles, someone in charge of them, counting upon stones, and some used to tell them, say subhanAllah this many times, say la ilaha illallah this many times. So Ibn Mas'ud criticized them for what they were doing. So the Sheikh is referring to that incident there, and he said, in the story of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, along with the companions of these circles, who were gathered in circles in Basra, the Sheikh said, when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came to him and informed him that there were some people gathering in little circles. So in the beginning, all they were doing was gathering in circles and repeating words of dhikr. The Sheikh said, this, it is possible to say that this is from the smaller innovations, what they were doing here initially. It's possible to say it was from the smaller innovations. So that then the narrator of this report said, but then I saw most of those who were in those circles fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan. And later on, that's how they started. Later on, I saw most of them, the ones who were in those circles, fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan. Sheikh says, SubhanAllah. What is meant by the day of Nahrawan? It is the day when Ali radiallahu anhu fought against the Khawarij. So those people, the circles, what did they begin with? They began with a small innovation. It would not be counted as something major, without a doubt. However, they were just gathering in circles, or rather they're gathering in circles. And the manner in which they were doing the dhikr, this is the way in which it was an innovation. So tasbih, saying subhanallah, and tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, is not an evil act, rather it is something legislated. So what was it that Ibn Mas'ud was criticizing from them? It was the manner in which they were doing dhikr, remembrance. So therefore, afterwards, when the major innovation occurred, and that's how they started off with a smaller innovation, just remembering Allah in this innovative manner, in these circles. And then when the major innovation appeared, the innovation of the Khawarij, those people went with who? They went along with the Khawarij. When the Khawarij rebelled against Ali radiallahu anhu, these people of the circles, the small innovation, who did they go with? They went along with the Khawarij. Sheikh said, so therefore the narrator of this report said, so I saw most of the people of those circles fighting against us, I mean the people who were with Ali radiallahu anhu, fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan. So see, this is a witness that emphasizes for us what the author rahimahullah is saying. That innovation, if it is taken lightly, people justifying it, it will continue until it becomes something major. And until maybe it will lead the person to exiting from the religion, shooting out from the religion. And the best example of that is the Khawarij and the extreme Rafida Shia and the Batiniya and the ones who follow their path. So, that's the end of the quote here. Side point from Sheikh Al-Suhain, emphasizing this point that innovations begin small and they grow and become large and serious. So back to what Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, continued with the next phrase from Imam Al-Barbahari. He said, he's saying, فَعَظُمَتْ وَصَارَتْ دِينَا يُدَانُ بِهَا. Every innovation which appeared in this nation began as something small, and he said, until it became large. The person entered into it because he thought it seemed to resemble the truth. They couldn't get out of it. So it became large, and it became the religion which the person followed. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning that innovations, if they are left, then they become the religion later on. They don't just remain as small innovations, they grow until they become the whole religion that a person follows. And his saying has already preceded. The people never introduced an innovation except that its like was taken away from the Sunnah. What we had last week. مَا أَحْدَثَ النَّاسُ بِدْعَةً إِلَّا رُفِئَ مِثْلُهَا مِنَ السُنَّةِ. The people never introduce an innovation until its like is taken away from the Sunnah. Sheikh Fawzan said, until the innovations, they become the religion. They become the religion of those people. And the sunnahs are taken away, and innovations become the religion with this society. In this society, any society that becomes lax about innovation and allows it to carry on, became those innovations become the religion which they're following. He said, and that does not mean the whole nation is like that. I mean, it affects the whole Muslim nation, a part of this nation upon innovation. So the whole Islamic nation loses its religion. No. So that doesn't mean that the whole of the nation is like that. Rather, just a society which permits innovations to spread. Then they become its religion. However, that does not mean that the religion altogether will pass away. Rather, there will be some people, other people, in a different region, who stand, or in a different city, whom Allah brings for this religion, those who will aid it, and defend it, and guard it. And there occurs in the hadith, that at the end of time, the sunnahs will be taken to be innovations, and innovations will be taken to be sunnahs, to such an extent that if they are corrected, it is said you have changed the religion. And if they are criticized, then the people will say to you are criticizing the religion. In a footnote here, they mention that the like of this occurs from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The like of this statement here occurs from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said, how will you be when fitan, trials and tribulations overcome you to such an extent that the old person grows old upon it and the young person grows up upon it and the people take it as being sunnah, and if it is changed, the people say you are changing the sunnah. So the people said, when will that occur, O Abu Abdurrahman? He said, when your reciters become many and your fuqaha, your people with understanding of the religion, become few, and your rulers become many and your trustworthy ones are few. And this world is sought after by means of actions which should be done for the hereafter. They say, this is reported by Darimi in his Sunnah and Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak and Ibn Abdul Barr in Jami' Bayan al-Ilm al-Fadli and Al-Bayhaqi in Al-Madkhal in Al-Sunnah al-Kubra and others. And it is a narration which is marquf, the statement of the companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But it has the ruling of being marquf. It has the ruling of having come from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it's something that a companion could not say from his own opinion. So it's something that will happen in the future. It had to be of a basis from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, with regard to this report, an extra point, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, he said about this report, this report, in Sahih at-Targhib at-Targhib, number 111, that this report is Sahih, authentic, because of supports. It is mawquf, a statement of the companion. And in his book, Tahrim Alat al-Tarb, this book where he mentions the forbiddance of musical instruments, page 16, Shaykh al-Albani said about this report, it is mawquf, it's a statement of the companion, but it has the ruling of coming from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is a matter from the ghaib, matter relating to the unseen, matter of the future, which cannot be arrived at through opinion, especially when all that was predicted in it has occurred. Wallahu musta'an, and Allah's aid is sought. And the companion could not have known these things, it's a matter of the future. Could only have got these matters from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How about when we see that all these things have already occurred in this nation? Then Shaykh Fawzan said, finishing off with the final statement of Imam al-Bahari in this section, he's saying, فَخَالَفَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ فَخَرَجَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. So the person diverged from the straight path and exited from Islam. The person started off on a small innovation, continued, persisted upon it, the innovation grew, couldn't leave it, and this happen here. Person diverged from the straight path and exited from Islam. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning that the person of innovation, the affair overtakes him to such an extent that his whole religion becomes innovations, and he departs from Islam, since nothing remains from his religion, from the sunnahs. Nothing from the matters of sunnah remain in his religion. His whole religion is just innovations. Allah Mustafa. Ask Allah to save us from that. And just, that's where Sheikh Fawzan ends explanation of this point. Just as a final small point from, again, Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, Hafizullah, he said in explanation of this point, this does not mean that every innovation is mukaffira, takes a person outside the fold of Islam. We shouldn't understand that from the speech of Imam al-Bahari here, that anyone who enters into innovation, he leaves Islam. Sooner or later, he definitely leaves Islam. A person upon innovation is outside Islam. No. Sheikh Suhaimi said, this does not mean that every innovation takes a person outside Islam. Rather, what he meant was that there are some innovations which cause a person to reach the level of kufr, disbelief. And an example of that is the innovation of the Batiniyya. The Batiniyya, those who say that all the commands of Islam have an outward aspect, the prayer and the fasting, right? That's just that the common people do what's well known on fasting and well known what's prayer. But there is an inner meaning for the hidden, for the special elite and the like of that. So there is everything has an inner aspect that the elite follow, and the common people, they just, the common rabble, they just follow the, they just pray and fast and do the outer things. So he said, and it, like the innovation of the Batiniyya and the extreme Sufis, those who believe that commands and prohibitions fall away from them. They're not no longer bound by Islamic commands and prohibitions. And they make lawful that which Allah has forbidden. And they declare forbidden that which Allah has made lawful. And they worship individuals and cling and devote themselves to them besides Allah. And they believe that they are infallible. Or they believe that they know the ghaib, the hidden and the unseen, or the like of that. These are from the innovations which reach the level of exiting from the religion. And refuges for it. Alhamdulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.